Thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Potenza, award-winning mystery author. The Periodic Table of Death and Mystery is my monthly podcast hosted and read for you by Laura Haas. If you'd like more information or to sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.carolpotenza.com.
Hydrogen and the Periodic Table of Death and Mystery. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of the Hindenburg disaster. You know, where the largest dirigible ever built, the pride of Nazi Germany and filled with lighter-than-air hydrogen gas, burst into flames attempting to land on its transatlantic voyage to the United States? The one that killed 36 passengers and crew. Put your hand down and gather round, because I want to tell you a story about one of the crew members who perished, and the only one who was actually on the ground. So let's travel back to Lakehurst, New Jersey, on May 6, 1937. Alan Orlando Hageman, a 51-year-old civilian working for the Zeppelin Company, kisses his wife, Anna, goodbye on his way to a job. Guideline holder for landing dirigibles that pays him the princely sum of $1 a day. We may laugh at that paycheck now, but this was the middle of the Great Depression, and according to my dad, who lived through the Depression and used to walk to school in the snow, uphill both ways, past a haunted house, that dollar could buy a car. Kidding! It's worth about $20 today. Wind and rain delay the Hindenburg's landing, but at 7:21 p.m., everyone is in place. Cameras have been set to film the event, and journalist Herb Morrison is on hand to record the famous second-by-second commentary. Hageman is assigned to the aft section, directly under the tail of the airship. Imagine his awe as he looks straight up at the massive silver Zeppelin framed by a darkening sky. Engines humming, the Hindenburg descends with measured control, ground lines slithering down to be anchored, a choreographed dance of man and machine. A sudden blinding glow lights the air above. "Something's wrong!" shouts Hageman. The Hindenburg roils with fire, and an intense blast of heat envelops the men on the ground. They run for their lives as white balls of flame surge higher and crushing aluminum girders plummet to earth. Hageman trips and falls. He struggles to rise, but it's too late. In just 34 seconds, the entire ship incinerates and blankets him and the ground as the highly flammable hydrogen that once held it aloft is consumed in the conflagration. Rescuers brave the flames and pull Hageman from the wreckage to rush him to a doctor. He suffered third-degree burns all over most of his body, but is still conscious and recognizes his family as they arrive at his bedside. At 10:30 that night, wife and daughter by his side, Alan Orlando Hageman dies. And with the Hindenburg and Hageman's life went the era of the airship. For such a seemingly simple element, number one on the periodic table with a molecular weight of one, hydrogen surely has caused disaster, death, and destruction. But it also powers our sun and is one big reason for life on Earth. Which goes to show you, there is always more than one side to every issue, so be sure you walk in another person's shoes before you judge. Preachy, I know, it's been that kind of a week. But the next one of these will be about silver bullets and French werewolves, which will make up for it. Cross my heart and hope to... wait...
Hey, this is Carol Potenza, Check out my website, www.carolpotenza.com, for more information, including links to my latest mysteries, to our sources, and additional information for this episode. As always, these are my own opinions based on my own biases, knowledge, and understanding, and the websites I've linked are in no way an endorsement. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time on the Periodic Table of Death and Mystery.